Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. As the month of Kartik is coming to an end, I would like to leave you with an observation that really struck me. It's about humility or inner simplicity or freedom from the blown up world of the ego, which is the life force of bhakti. I met during this month incredibly advanced souls, some of them quite busy actually. They get up at before 4 o'clock, then they chant their first installments of japa rounds, then they go to the temple before they might have made some flower garlands, then they circumambulate various holy places, Govardhan, which takes them 4.5 hours or so, then they come back, and then they again after a short a meal, read in the scriptures, chant verses, and then engage in services like sweeping the temples and places. And then in the evening, when normal people should be tired, they go to a temple and sing and play instruments and dance for another 1.5 to 2 hours. What is a life? What gives them the force? What gives them the unrelenting determination, that joyful enthusiasm? My dear everyone, it's humility. It means to not identify with so-called achievements, wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, or so on. No, a person in this school of dainya or humility understands that these are varying degrees of the fever of material life. These material attachments decrease the fever, simplify your life. It can mean to sometimes come to an zero point where you have no longer any material things with you. So I'm really thinking how to take this life force with me from Vrindavan. And I'm thinking it would be so, you would be so fortunate if you can also imbibe this life force. It means in practical dealings to stop building your own grandeur, your own inflated conception of yourself. We do this really only out of insecurity, because we feel without the facade people will see nothing of us. No, concentrate first of all on your unique gifts. Then you can easily give up the false things where you try to validate your life. Then in your dealings with others, respect everyone for what they are. You respect even differences where people may have a different opinion from your own. Don't make war because of this, and try to establish your perspective. After all, it's only a perspective through your lenses, which have your dioptrine, and so on. Also, it can manifest in acts of being there for others and trying to uplift them in any way. But all this is only possible if you simplify your life so that you don't need to run around like a wasp be totally in the hamster wheel of so many extrinsic or external activities. I wish you all the best and see you for the last Kartik Inspiration. My God, it's with a happiness and a sadness that I announce this last inspiration tomorrow.